This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of The Bar. I know it's been a while, but hopefully you guys didn't forget about us. It's Nisha.
And I'm Tempe.
And it's been a while, but we missed you guys. We, as always, have lots to yap about. So this is going to be more of like a catch-up episode. Just talking about some of the books and movies and hot topics that have, you know, crossed our desk over the past, oh gosh, month, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We love to talk about things that are of top of mind or recent releases, but there are some things we're going to talk about that are not the most recent release because we finally got the chance to catch up on them.
Yes, because, you know, life be life in, and it's so hard to just stay on top of all the things, especially TV. I feel like I tell you this all the time. I'm not working right now, so my job has been watching TV. But normally, it's really hard to keep up because there's so many shows, so many episodes. Like, I just want them to bring back the days of 30-minute episodes, personally, because an hour is a lot to commit to.
Yes. And we have a list of shows that we are looking to watch, and they continue to be added to because there's just so many good releases. Like, there's been a lot of excellent things released on many streaming platforms. And so that adds to us having those challenges getting through those shows.
Literally. Yeah, Tempe started like a note, and I've just been like working my way through the note. And then like on my side, outside of her note, I'm really into K-dramas, so I've been like constantly watching a K-drama as well. But I will say, I do think TV is a little unruly right now, because I mean, I don't have, do you have cable?
No.
Yeah, so I don't have cable, but there are people who have cable and literally all the streaming platforms. Mm-mm. And like, I feel like they need an app for the streaming platforms now of like what's coming out. Like, it's almost like kind of a beast to maintain, like, to your like what you're doing, like actually putting together a list of like what shows are coming out, because it's so hard to manage.
Agreed, especially because it's one, just so different, all the different types of things that are coming out, and then also it's so expensive. And you add to that, if you like sports, like we're in a heavy sports season when there are multiple sports.
Thankfully, I don't.
I mean, baseball just ended with the World Series. And then you also now have basketball starting as football is going on. And so it's like, when do you have time to watch everything?
Girl, Wendy, literally, that's what I'm like saying. It's almost like becoming burdensome to keep up. And like, I don't ever pay any attention, thank God, to sports unless like I'm talking to a guy, because all men apparently like sports. Well, the ones that I run across, but did not know that the World Series had passed. So thank you,
girl.
Carolina.
And the LA Dodgers won back to back, which has not happened, I think, in almost 30 years or maybe 30 years for a team to have done that.
Damn.
So that was interesting.
I need some money right now. I should have bet on that.
Yeah, should have.
Like, bet it all. So I think now that we've prefaced why we want to talk about these specific topics, the first show that I really want to dive into is The Gilded Age. So Tempe and I both watched season one. I don't know what year season one came out, but lo and behold, there were two more seasons. And I was like, oh my God, like, I, again, hard to keep up with all these fucking shows.
Yep.
So We both watched that. What was that, like September, I think? Or.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So we both watched that in September, and I really love that show because I'm just a I'm a period film, period era kind of girl. And I really love Downton Abbey, which I feel bad because I have not seen the latest movie, but also like, why are y'all putting out so many movies? Like, okay, let it
Seriously.
go. Let it go, guys. But The Gilded Age is set in the US at the turn of the, what would you call it, the turn of the 19th century? What is, or in
Yeah.
late 1800s? Yeah. Turn of the 19th century. And I knew nothing about any of this. Like, I mean, I think growing up in the South, they drill into our head like that period of time being like antebellum and plantations, unfortunately. But I had no idea there was like this thriving community of like free blacks in the North. So I think that's really what I found interesting about it because Peggy, that's her name, Peggy,
Yeah.
and her family in Brooklyn, and like just seeing like this history of these free blacks and like how, as we always do, like accomplish so much with so little, so much against them. And then this season, season three, they had the, I guess you would call them uppity black people who were, you know, that which we still see some people to this day, like the, oh, you know, the colorist and the, oh, we've been freed for generations. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that is not against anyone's, you know, I don't know, success that they haven't been, they've only been freed for one generation, like, you know? So
Right.
I just really love that storyline.
I also love that storyline too, because I think that we, of course, experience the after effects of that same exact mindset today, and how there is a divide amongst the entire diaspora, but specifically amongst especially African Americans and other Blacks, and that distinction being that you're looked down upon because of like you being a slave in America potentially, and or a descendant of slaves in America, and also like a part of Jim Crow and just like the long-standing systematic oppressions that have framed African Americans as ghetto, terrible people, crabs in the barrel. And so I really enjoyed that, because to see them really show how that was happening at a time in which you, like you're saying, like, baby, you're literally like lucky that you were not enslaved like this man was. Like, this is all a matter of just
Literally pure
like,
luck.
yeah,
Pure luck.
this is insane. And so I also really liked seeing how confident the family was to not shy away from like holding their own and really looking her in the eye and be like, no. And I also appreciated her husband finally, like, shutting her shit down, being like, you need to pipe down, bitch. Not even just for the sake of her son, but like just him just feeling like this is so ridiculous and like you
Right.
need to stop trying to like assimilate.
Now let me tell you, that part bothered me a little bit because it's giving, you know, you need a man to put you in your place. However, she was wilding, and you know that was the time, so I'll give them that.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I didn't even see it that way, and that's a great perspective, because I was just thinking that she was just like a crazy ass bitch and she needed somebody to put her in her place.
She did. She
But you're
did.
right that, it also gave like that as a woman, she can't be self-reflective and realize that you're being a fucking bitch.
Girl, I'm like, your son loves him. I mean, loves her. And her like digging up mess, like being messy. Like, honestly, I would watch a whole show just about them. And also, I don't really see many roles of Felicia Rashad being like a bitch. And she did such a
I know. I was thinking the same
She
exact
did a good job.
thing. She did a great job.
She did, girl. She was. She had them hands rested ever so lightly in her lap as she was disapproving. But yeah, I really like that. And then also I felt like, again, this, a lot of this is new to me, so I've been, you know, doing my little chat GPT research about that era, because I was like, what the fuck happened to all those houses? So finding out like, you know, they tore them down for the expansion of the city, and I was just thinking like, what a waste of, like, they had fucking money to blow. They had money to blow. Like, y'all were pouring so much money into these homes and staff. And then come to find out, 10, 20 years later, they were all gone, which I think is insane. I know some of them like are museums now. But just like seeing the disparity of wealth. And also this show, which kind of tied into a little bit of which I think you haven't watched it yet, the House of Guinness. They talked about how the immigrants at that time were like, like, because I was like, why do they hate the Irish so much? Like, I had that question watching Gilded Age, and looking at like the at that time, the people who were looked down upon were all, it's always been the immigrants, but it was like the immigrants then were there, the Irish, they were the Polish, they were the Jews, versus now the immigrants are the Mexicans. However, those immigrants, because they were a white race, they are able to assimilate into the greater white America that now, 9, 10 generations later, for all we know, y'all are part of the MAGA talking about, oh, keep our whatever, whatever. But your mom and them came from Ireland and they were,
Yep.
treated poorly.
Exactly. That's like something that's also so frustrating to me too. I mean, like I just think that like white people just have gotten into this cycle of constantly wanting to be seen as not just white. They want to, at the same time though, be this blue-blooded American who is just white and just American when it comes to their claim to this land. It's, girl, I can't. I will say an aspect of the show that I'm still reeling with and like really struggling with, and I know I will when it comes back on, is Mr. and Mrs. Russell not being on the same page at the end. I'm really upset about that because, like, yes, she definitely was not being cognizant that there was more happening in her home and in her husband's life than the societal issues. But what I feel like too is like, Mr. Russell, you wasn't keeping her in the loop until you was mad to a point where you like let it all out in a very unproductive way, and you have encouraged her to be this way.
He has, yeah, he definitely has. I took it as he was really upset about Gladys getting married to the Duke, but they ended up seemingly being happy, so it's kind of like, I guess she's, she kind of won, like, I guess she was right, but still, nonetheless, it was kind of like, bro, you are her dad also, like, you could have spoken up more in that process.
Exactly. Like, don't be mad at her because of the decision ultimately being hers when you allowed the decision to be hers. You should have intervened the moment that your daughter was looking you in the fucking face, being like, I don't want to do this.
Ooh, girl, I'll be so mad. Then have to move to ugly ass, dusty ass England in a
Girl.
ran down castle with rats. You know they got rats in them old castles.
They talked about it, remember?
And
That
be
was
upset. She
crazy.
was living in the lap of luxury and marble and I don't know, tropical fruits.
Yep, and then I now that I'm remembering, I think he also benefited from her marriage to the Duke because of his financial issues, and so he was going to benefit from that. And so it's like, how dare you like put it completely on your wife when you're also self-serving and all these things? Like, I really didn't like that they didn't end in a good place because I thought they were going to. I thought they were getting back on the same page. And then for them to end that way, I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm not that they are the least interesting for me personally, so I did think it was fucked up. Because, obviously no one wants to see the protagonists fall. But I do think I liked Mrs. Russell in that because she is new, she kind of was pushing the envelope with a lot of things that the Mrs. Astors were so against because they just want things to be the same forever, which is impossible. So I like that she was like pushing for the Met and like she gets caught up in these, I don't know what you call these challenges that ultimately kind of like push the society forward.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving.
Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I do like her about, like, in that. Or even, like, when I'm blanking on what the cousin of Agnes and them, who her husband, like, left her when she, like, became divorced, and, like, she still wanted to include her. Like, so I like Mrs. Russell's character for that aspect. So that's why I was, like, I wasn't mad about the Agnes thing, because it's kind of like, not Agnes. What's her name? Yeah, Agnes, the daughter. She's kind of, like, she kind of, like, is futuristic. She kind of, like, sees where things should go. Right. So I would say, like, her and Mr. Russell's, like, coupledom is kind of like, okay, yeah, you got to have a husband in this era. But so I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm on her side. And
No,
I
for
actually do like
sure.
her.
No,
Yeah.
same. I'm on her side, and that's why I think I was disappointed, because I was like, my nigga, what are you doing? Why are you mad at her?
Right.
But yes, I agree completely, and I love how she has persevered. I really do think that her character is central,
Yeah.
and
Oh, yeah.
so I really like that. I thought also it was really great that, like, as you were saying, like, Mrs. Astor, like, came to and realized my daughter should be a part of society
That was
regardless of these things.
crazy.
That shit was crazy. It's like,
I'm like, he left her and she gets blackballed. Like, what? What?
yeah. And the same thing with the other bitch, the one whose husband left her this season.
That's the one I'm talking about. I can't
Oh, I thought you were talking
remember
about
her
Mrs.
name.
Astor's daughter.
No, I wasn't talking about her, but you're right. I forgot her too. She was in the same boat.
Right. And I think, like, what really always boggle my mind is, like, these are all things that are unspoken, but everyone knows. So why are we sitting here? What are we doing?
Girl, and then y'all letting her bring, or letting the ex-husband of the girl, I gotta find out what the cousin name is, child, because I'm
Yeah, the
it's blanking.
cousin.
She's not like a main character, but like, he bringing the new bitch around, and y'all are accepting her just because she's tied to a man. Like, what in the actual fuck is going on, girl? I just typed in chat, cousin of Agnes who got divorced. Like, we need more.
We need
Gilded
more.
age.
Well, yeah, I'm glad.
Aurora Fane.
Yes. That's a
Yes,
lovely name.
Aurora is a beautiful name. Poor thing. Well, yeah, so I think that was, I mean, I could talk about this forever, but I'm looking forward to the next season for sure.
Same.
Hopefully I won't miss 2 seasons in a row this time. Again, that's
I
funny.
know, because the issue was that they weren't promoting it. And so I hope not too. I mean, hopefully, we'll get some notification.
Girl, I know. I'm like, where do I need to just, that's why I said they need, like, somebody needs to create a website with all of the shows, and like, you get an email alert, like a text alert, that the new season's dropping. Because Jamaica and I were just talking about fucking Stranger Things. That shit came out in
Girl.
2022, and it was supposed to be part one of the series finale. They coming out with a two-part allegedly in December. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't even remember how we got where we are going to be.
11 is married with a baby.
And she over here talking about some press, leave me alone. I'm just 21. Well, bitch, she got married and had a baby. So you ain't just 21. You was married with a baby. So niggas is gonna talk about you. What is you saying, 11? And
I'm just 21 is crazy.
y'all gonna have to let these actors live. It's like the same thing that's gonna happen with Euphoria. It's like, how can their projects ever be done with these
Right.
shows if you do not allow the show to be filmed and moved forward so they can do other projects? Like, it's exhausting.
Exactly. Yes, girl, it's crazy. So again, I will die on the hill. Something needs to change in TV.
Okay, now let's talk about Wednesday.
Yes.
So that full season came out in two parts, and so now the full season is out,
Yes.
and that was the second season of Wednesday. And there will be a third season, thankfully, because this season was just as great as the first, in my opinion.
It really was.
And I think that they're doing a really great job of staying true to what the Addams family is about and how they are presented and how they feel about themselves, while also showing like a more interesting take about the characters and their involvement with different types of people, similarly magically and or weirdly inclined people, while also growing the character beyond those tropes. So that's been really
Right.
interesting.
What do they
And
call them again? The misfits or the
yeah,
something like that?
I think it's Misfits.
Yeah, I think when I started last season, I didn't realize like everyone was gonna have like an ability like that really stood out more to me because like I didn't remember her brother having like the little electricity power or like I knew Ag not Agnes. Is her name Agnes too? Child, whatever the little wolf girl name is. Her getting her powers, been like, finding out like, oh wow, she's actually gonna be like the leader of the pack or like the alpha wolf or whatever. So I really like how they kind of flesh that out because I like those kind of like creepy type of or like fantasy, I guess, fantasy type of characters.
It's interesting you say that because you don't like Harry Potter.
Well, that's because my mom put in my brain that is witchcraft, and witchcraft is bad in that I'm gonna cast spells.
Is that not it, okay? I'm not even gonna go there, but
She put that in my mind in my formative years, and I just, it was like at 36, I'm not gonna go read Harry Potter.
you should. It is excellent.
I believe you.
Not that little kid.
I probably would really like it.
I think you would. It's so good. And then you would also like the movies. But
I believe you.
yeah, I don't think I thought that either. I think that, the original shows and movies, we had some idea that there was some type of like weird capabilities, but nothing like this. And I think it is really interesting and has been fun to see it expand. Like, I really like the storyline of Wednesday really wanting to use her psychic ability, especially for her to discover like what's happening to people and like her doing good with her ability, and not just being mischievous. And so I really like that.
And even further down to like her and Grandmama, who is also a fucking bitch, being a raven, and then the mom is like Morticia's like a dove, and like even that little breakdown was like interesting. But girl, them motherfucking hides, I don't like those things. They make me feel uncomfortable.
I don't like them either because it's giving that it's a werewolf, but it is more,
Hairless.
yeah, it's like hairless, and it's
I can see
also just
that.
like really, not animalistic in the sense that like it's making choice, and that it seemed like the werewolves become really like animal instinct, and that
I just have never seen that creature in anything. Like like Jekyll and Hyde, like I thought it was just like his bad side, and it was like a Hyde was like a thing in mythology or story. I don't know. But when his mama popped out with that stringy ass hair, I was like, ah, there's two
I
of them.
know that damn stringy hair really upset me. I was like, y'all didn't have to do that. She didn't have to have hair.
She did not have
Like,
to
stop it.
hair.
I know that I'm jumping like to the end, but like back to the family, like Wednesday, her mom and her grandmother, like now knowing that like Morticia has a sister and that the sister clearly is being held captive in the house, and that she wrote in blood, Wednesday must die, or something like that. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what is
Girl,
season three gonna be?
I have no idea, but I can't wait to find out.
I know. It's gonna be
Yeah.
really interesting because it
It
seems
is.
like the grandmama has been keeping secrets.
Yes, girl, she's a kind of evil. I also really like because I did not see that going that way from the slurp zombie who he ended up being, that was a surprise to me. Like, okay, they're feeding the zombie's loose, he's eating brains, and then, which again, I forget, zombies, I guess they come back to life after they eat brains. I don't know.
I
But,
don't think they do in any of
okay,
the
no?
zombie
Okay.
film. No, that's why I was
Okay.
also surprised too. I was like, why is he regenerating? Is
Right, he
he,
was
if,
regenerating.
like, yes, you haven't watched or read Harry Potter, but it's like giving like Voldemort, who had to like collect, different things in order to regenerate. Or have you ever seen the movie The Mummy? It's like that, how he had to like eat people to regenerate. And I thought that was like so
That's a good
different than what
point.
we've known about the zombies.
Yeah, I know. I thought that too. But then the fact that he ended up being like Central Park, because I watched it in the two parts, so flew through the first four episodes and then had to wait until I think it was October or September maybe for the second part. So I was like, oh shit, he's his uncle and was friends with what's his name? Morticia's husband and all this stuff. So I like how they wrote that story out.
Yeah, I really liked also the friendship, and then how they, Morticia and Gomez, trying to frame it like these like wonderful, beautiful friends, but in the end, like, these were not good friends to you. They literally tried to kill Gomez. Like,
Right.
that was insane.
Right. Yeah. Shows like this really make me wonder, like, what is it like to be at the writer's table? Like, how does this work? Like,
Just the creativity,
I
like,
know.
the creativity alone is so cool to me. Like,
It
I
is.
will always give like credit to people who are writing these types of storylines, like movies and shows and
Yeah.
limited series. It's so cool.
Yeah, the one show that I do hope you get a chance to like look at Hacks. This most recent season was about them because the one of the main characters is a writer and they're putting together like the writing team for this show. So just really cool to see how they like literally everyone's just sitting at the table, just like throwing things out there and like pinning different things that sticks and then like but then it's like you're also writing out the script too, so that was kind of cool to like that portrayal. I've never really seen that like in a show, like a show about a show. But yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. I've never seen that. Yeah, maybe I'll give that a go. I've heard really good things about it.
Out girl, half of the re reason I love it because it's super short episodes.
Oh, really?
Oh
Like 30
yeah.
minutes?
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes, girl. But
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess switching from TV to books. If you put me onto this book, this is the best book I've read in a long fucking time. I literally, the plot twist of this book. I mean, how far do we want to go? I mean, this spoiler alert. Let's just if you're listening, spoiler alert. If you're gonna read The Housemaid, leave now.
Exactly, especially because it's going to become a show or movie in the next
Like a
like
movie.
month or something.
Is it a show? I feel
Oh, I don't know. I would say
like
show or movie.
show would low key be better. Like they have a lot to work with there for a show.
They sure do.
Girl, that book was so good. I literally have made three of my friends also read it, and which I need. I've been checking like I'm like, what part are you at? What part are you at?
I know. I wanted to do that with you, but then I was like, I'm just gonna let it happen the way it happened for me. It was amazing when Nisha got to the point of the book where she had the exact same reaction as me about the main character and how like she was being such a bitch and she was just like an awful, awful person for no
Right.
logical reason. And the thing she was
Right.
being so irrational, and her daughter was a bitch. And I was like, yeah, I'm happy of the same reaction. Yeah. Because you're about to be tricked, bitch.
Girl, it was that part where she was throwing like when she was throwing that milk and shit on the ground, and I'm just picturing in my mind like if a bitch threw milk on the floor.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
My motherfucking house. I mean, granted, it's her house, but still, like, you are really crazy.
Right.
Talking about you looking for a piece of paper and you in the fridge throwing milk out. Like, the fuck?
Yes.
I was like, oh, she's unwell. And then, like, the description, she's like, how her. Remember the part where she's like at the table, like her lipstick was like smeared off her mouth, like the Joker.
Like
Fucking
in her hair. I was like, ooh, she sound like she look a nasty mess.
girl, she sound like she looks so nasty.
And what really like pissed me off recently was I saw someone have a take about this book saying that they felt like it was so predictable.
Oh,
No,
please. No, please.
thank
They're
you.
being pretentious. There's no way in fuck. There's no way.
Exactly, like that's exactly what people were saying in critique
Absolutely
of it.
not.
Like, it sounds like you're being like super pretentious about your take because they were like trying to act like, oh, no man would ever be as good as this man. All I was thinking was, it never was presented to me that he was a good man. It just was presented to me that like he worked a lot, his wife is crazy, and he was
Exactly.
just trying to get through what he needed to get through.
Exactly. Exactly. That book was not predictable. And honestly, when I was talking to my one friend about it, I was like, I've never seen a depiction of like psychological abuse. Like, I don't even have to touch you and you are going fucking crazy. Like, that shit, I was like, oh my God. Like, I have never seen that just, portrayed ever, I think. You know, like you hear the battered wife, the like, they're cursing you out this night. They're like, ooh, girl, he was crazy.
He
And then they kind of found
was
out Andy was the crazy one. I was like, wait a minute, he's crazy.
girl. And then what really made me really drop and say, wow, this book was so good was when they were at his funeral and the mom said something along the lines of like, I've
You
been
don't brush
telling,
teeth.
I
You need to
said,
have
so
them.
the mama knows. And the mama said, fuck it, he should have died anyway. And that's essentially what she said. Like, well, I mean, if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen.
Girl, fucking childhood trauma. I'm like, which made me wonder. I'm like, what was she doing to that little girl? Because she was keeping that little girl alive.
And that little girl was miserable.
She was miserable. Now, I still don't know why the little girl was being such a bitch. Because I feel like Millie was trying to be nice to her and stuff, but I did feel bad when she had like wear those dresses and all that, this picturesque family. But I knew something was going down when the first part of that book, because I didn't even, when Enzo said whatever he said in Italian, I looked that shit up. I said, oh, danger. Hold up. What we getting into here?
That was really interesting, his character. I found him really, really interesting. And I really enjoyed that they added him because he gave like layers to it.
Girl, and the man that's playing him is the perfect one.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I'm sure you haven't seen this movie because it is a very, it is like a rom-com. It's a very bad rom-com movie, but they're just fucking in the movie the whole time on Netflix 365 days. This fine ass Italian man, girl. And he was in that movie with Megan Fox where she was being a robot. Did you watch that
Oh,
one?
no, I didn't watch that one.
I like to watch trash, clearly.
No, you told me about that one, but I don't recall the other one either.
I hear so fucking fine.
I'm mad Sydney Sweeney ass gonna be Millie because,
Now I'm
like,
upset about that as well. That makes me not want to watch it.
yeah, and like, I don't get the impression that she is,
They want her to be a bad bitch so bad, and I don't get it.
yeah, like I don't get the impression that she's the right fit for this at all. And like, she's just also not to me gonna like bring this role to life. Oh,
Definitely
yeah,
not,
he
girl.
is handsome.
Girl, and he really got an Italian accent. Ooh. They're like, yes, I'll go just for you. But I feel like, okay, then also the part where then when we find out that, yo, Millie does have a fucking dark side and she actually liked fucking them people up. It was like, oh,
That was
okay.
fun. That was
Yeah.
fun.
That like there was too much unexpected fake plot twists in this for someone to say it's predictable, like.
And for her to be referred to the new lady who she clearly was told she'll kill your husband, bitch, if you needed to.
Yes, exactly. I actually read the second book. It wasn't as good because she tried to do the same thing with like a jaw-dropping plot twist. What? But it wasn't as good as the first one.
Was it connected to the first one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was like a whole new
She
story.
actually didn't mention, it was a whole new story. She actually didn't mention any of the main characters from the first book, except Enzo.
Okay.
But yeah, it's along the lines of her name getting passed along to other wives for things. But then it's like at that point we kind of know what to expect because of what happened in the first
Yeah.
book. So, but
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I heard people online saying that they didn't think that the other books were good in the series. And so I
Yeah,
didn't
I
even
wouldn't
want to
read
read
three.
it. Yeah.
I wouldn't
But I
read
hear that
three.
she's th that they like some of her other books, just not the ones in the series.
Okay. Good to know. I love an author recommendation list. I think we caught up on all of our shows and books.
And now we want to talk a great, interesting topic that will root in a question to keep the format similar, even though we've gone off a little bit this episode. But our question is, at what point do we as a society finally say we are not going to subscribe to and or support celebrities, influencers, shit, I'll even throw in there politicians, any type of public figure who has shown us in recent times with evidence and facts that is documented how hypocritical they can be about their values, beliefs, their background, their interest, because Nara motherfucking Smith. Nara motherfucking Smith. I mean, we could have a whole episode about this bitch
Girl,
because
literally.
she essentially came out with a collaboration with, I think it's Aritzia, a sweatpants collaboration. Aritzia makes like some high quality sweats that are overly priced, of course, and she tagged her name on them as if like she wears sweats when the bitch does not wear sweats. She's actually on record talking about how she does not own a pair of
That's
sweats.
crazy. That's crazy.
And as we all were introduced to her, we saw that she has gotten a huge following for dressing in couture, designer, doing day-to-day mom, stay-at-home, domestic duties, trad wife, fucking poster child. So, when are we gonna finally say as a society,
Enough is
why,
enough.
yeah, when is enough and it's enough?
Yeah, I just think this is all rooted in what is wrong with capitalism, that people want to make money so bad that they will tie their name to something that they truly don't support, that they truly don't use. Like, I can say to this day, ever since I started my business, I only wear my jewelry. And part of it is because, I want to make sure, I'm not having any reactions or anything, but I like the pieces that I make. Like, I always wear my bracelets, my earrings, my necklaces. Like, you'll never see me say, oh, yeah, you guys should buy my shit. And then you never see me in it. I think that's crazy. I think the fact that she went on record and tried to pretentiously say, and again, it was the way she said it, I don't own any sweats. Sweats. Like, you don't need, I hate how she talks. But you had a whole sweats line. So I was like, bitch, do you think we're dumb? And of course, there are people who are dumb because they bought them damn sweats. And you probably got them fucking sweats sitting in your closet watching her say that. I don't even wear these. And now it's like, why did you buy those? Because she don't even wear
Right,
them.
right.
Like, that would piss me off.
Yep. And like, I don't get the desire to get something that someone puts their name on that you would not buy anyway, just because a person's name's on it. Like, I can understand, like, yes, like influencers are very strategic and successful at getting people to see new things and get interest in things. But like, we're talking about fucking sweats. We're talking about fucking sweats. And also, like, we are in an athleisure fashion culture over the last, I would say, even fucking decade, where athleisure has just come to become like normal as casual and appropriately casual. Why the fuck are you buying sweats because Nara fucking Smith says so? I can't.
Girl, when I saw that video and my friend pulled up the sweats line, I was like, she needs to be stopped. And also, let's not forget, we know, again, to your point about influencers, like, you're doing this for money. Like, you're not gonna fucking tell me this bitch got three, four kids, however many kids she got. You're baking things from scratch in couture on the regular. Like, for filming
Girl.
content, yes, for content, love that. Knock yourself out. You're not wearing that. Like, I don't know if you're actually wearing pajamas at home. I don't know what you're wearing. I don't know if that white man is forcing you know, psychologically manipulating you like a fucking, what's her name? Anna. No, what's her name? From The Housemaid. Like the
I can't
wife.
remember.
I know. Nina.
Oh, Nina, yeah.
Like Nina in The Housemaid, where like you have to dress like this or you're gonna get locked in the closet. Because if that's the case now, I'm really even more concerned. But I just think it's crazy how like social media people put out these things and everyone just accept it as truth and fact and even put their money into it to further these people's
Yeah.
pockets.
And it's like this, the thing that really kills me is like if you do a little bit of thinking, not even research, thinking, you can immediately tell this is a model. You can see that her husband is a model. Therefore, you know that they know how to stage and perform when it comes to aligning with fashion.
Exactly.
I don't even think that she wears sweatpants or pajamas at home. I think that she has a staff of people because they are rich. And therefore, she keeps popping these kids out and pretending like she's this trad wife that is taking care of these kids full time when she is
No way.
not.
No way.
And I'm so over like this idea that like Lucky is this like supportive and involved person. It's like, well, that's the opposite of what trad wife is that he would
Exactly.
not be supportive and involved in the rearing of your children, the domestic duty. So pick a fucking side. She's making money for this family by doing
Exactly.
this.
Because she might be making more money than he is, for all we know. Girl, I'm looking on her page now. This is just very, I don't like her content. She has a post of her. She just had this. I'm about to send this to you. She just had this baby. The baby looked like he is fresh out the womb, and she's shown a picture of her flat stomach. Toxic.
So toxic. I don't like her content either. Like, don't get me wrong, I
Fucking
do.
toxic. This is so toxic. I'm like, why? Like, I don't even know what to say, girl.
I don't like her content either. I do think that I will look at any video where someone's cooking. And so I've watched a few of her videos because she was cooking, but I blocked her. So now I don't see the videos of her cooking.
Girl, she is. This is actually very toxic. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Did you see the picture I just sent you? Oh,
I
wait, you blocked
can't.
her. Okay, let me
Yeah,
just show.
but
Well, I'll show you here. Look, I don't even have any motherfucking kids, and I don't even want no goddamn kids. And I can look at this and say, this is problematic. Like, do you see that?
yep, super problematic.
Look at that fucking baby. That baby is like 2 days old, and she's posting that picture.
Yep. To show, like, look, I can still be this sex symbol and beauty by the standards of a man after giving birth. Fucking
And
bitch.
that honestly is very toxic because that perpetuates toxic ideals around women's postpartum. Personally, to me, to women, but also to men. Because I've literally had a man ask me, which obviously I do not talk to him ever anymore. He's like, why do women have that after they have a baby, have like, look like a brain on the bottom of their stomach? I was like, their skin stretched to accommodate a baby and then it goes back. Like, I'm so confused, like, because you're looking at fake ass shit and it's perpetuating this girl.
It's also just
I can't
like,
believe she posted this.
it's just also crazy because it's so apparent that people have forgotten how things just work. Like, people are just not using their brain. Like, it's exhausting. To your
Girl.
point about like, how do you see a pregnant woman and not realize that her body did not grow and or shift without there having to be a
Also, she's
change?
fucking 21. She's 21.
21.
If I was having a baby at 21, yeah, my shit would probably snap back
I
the same
also
day.
question how old she is because there were so many discrepancies about her age and like how she's framed her age. And so I don't know why she does that, but like it's just weird. It's just like,
Yeah, she a damn
listen,
liar.
I'll be honest. I'm a feminist in that if you want to live a dumbass life as a woman, live a dumbass life, but don't put that shit on me. And that's what I think your point is that as an influencer, you're influencing people to believe that all women have the ability or interest in, or should have the ability and interest in living the life that you live, which is not okay.
It's not.
And these men need to fucking stop trying
I
to act
agree.
like that they want both. You can't have a bitch be a Nara Smith, but then you also want me to pay bills. You also want me to, you want me to pay bills. You want me to go to work. You want me to think for you. You want me to keep the house clean, raise the children. You can't have it all, nigga. You can't have it all.
Fucking off. Girl, that I just really am really also was those sweatpants? Hold on. Let me look back. That really upset me. I will call these sweatpants
Those
linen. I'll
do.
call these linen sweatpants. I want to troll. I'm like, do you not? I thought you didn't wear sweatpants. But anyway, while we're talking about problematic capitalism, we didn't discuss talking about this, but I really want to talk about this. Huda from Love Island, laughing at someone saying the N-word on her live with the hard ER with this black man next to her.
This black man with a white mama.
Girl, I had a whole unpacking with my biracial friend about this yesterday because she has brought up, because she has a white mom, and she said, you know, her mom is a white person who is, what does she call it, gravitates towards black people. And because of that, she moved her biracial kids to a black area where she went to a school where it was diverse and actively found, you know, godparents or quote unquote aunties that were black. And so that's why this friend, she identifies as a, she calls it biracial black woman, depending on who's asking, but really just black. So, I mean, I'm saying she's biracial, but she identifies with being black versus
Oh, I
people
thought
who,
she made a new term and said
no. She's just saying she knows she is biracial, but she identifies as a black woman. And so depending on who asks,
got it. Like, should choose
but
one or the other.
right, but she's saying that is not the average experience for people raised by white mothers who are biracial. And you grow up with this, you know, you have to, they try to say, oh, you're both, you're both, you're both. But then they demonize the black side to the point that you really identify as white, but you look black and the world sees you as black. That's when you can sit on a live with a Arabic bitch, I don't even know what the fuck Huda is, and laugh at someone saying another beautiful black woman is the N-word with a hard R. That was crazy.
It was
I don't even like saying
crazy
that word.
too. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy too because like anyone reacting to the hard ER with a laugh, that's just highly problematic and a reflection of your character because
Girl.
it is a heavy. I won't even honestly, if I heard someone say kite, I wouldn't laugh. Like I know these like it's a slur. It's not funny. And
It's
so
not
like to your point, I
about
think,
someone you know, you were on a
yeah.
show with who you, she already told you at the reunion she was being demonized and villainized for being a black woman, and you're laughing,
Yep, and we knew
dumb
though,
bitch.
but we knew this. I'm so happy this happened because all these brown people who want to make black people fight, they fight all the time. Because if we believe in, you know, diversity and
Yeah.
not oppressing, we should be also standing up for all forms of quote racism, quote.
No.
I put that in quotes because we could have a really big unpacking about the difference between racism and prejudice, but I
Right.
digress. But she showed how immediately, when addressed privately and publicly, how she made it about, well, Let's make it about me and how I was going through
She's
something too.
so problematic.
So problematic. And it's just a reflection of her character of not only showing a lack of empathy and understanding for how someone could be going through something bigger than you, and you are not bigger than the program of systematic oppression against African Americans, but additionally, how she is so problematic about lying. You're a liar because you made it seem like the reason you didn't say anything was because you were so overwhelmed with your own shit, where like literally we have evidence that you're not going through anything and you thought it was funny.
She thought it was all you had to say is, and honestly, both of them, I'm like, the fact that he's laughing too. Like, you, this is a black British nigga with a white mom.
Oh, British
You,
changes things too.
girl, exactly. I brought this up because she got dropped from Huda Beauty.
We good.
And I was at Sephora yesterday and I literally saw her and it made me not want to buy anything from her. Like, it literally made me not want to buy from that brand.
And what I will say about that was, though I appreciated they separated their partnership with her, I did not appreciate their statement in its entirety. I did not appreciate that they tried to say that this was not a reflection of her character. You, as a non-Black
I miss
person, do
that.
not get to decide the severity of what's happening. And you also have yet to learn that the severity of being racist is a reflection of character. Additionally, I didn't appreciate that that statement did not name explicitly that this was towards Olandria. They should have done that. And they should have said, as a Black woman that you've been around and have worked with, you should have had a level of decorum.
You know what that shows me? There was no black people at the table when that statement was written. And honestly, I feel like part of why Huda Kotan was so quick to drop him is because she has a black husband. And however, let's not forget, he is not a black American husband. He is, again, the diaspora and the confusion and the wanting to divide the us versus them when it comes to black makes me feel like she did it. Not, I don't want to say for appearances. I want to say for appearances, but like, you didn't go deep. You didn't go deep in a way that would let me know you really truly had an understanding of why that was problematic.
Yeah, I would even be less forgiving and I say that the only reason she did it was because of the backlash of so many Black content creators calling it out. And then additionally, the use of the ER word.
Girl, that was
It's
crazy.
no question about that word. And so I think she felt she had to do it. And she's been problematic in the past.
I
Yes, everybody
heard.
loves her now because she's pro-Palestine, and Black people that want to be super pro-Palestine have forgotten how people that are Palestinian don't give a fuck about Black people. But I won't go far down that rabbit hole. But let's not forget, Huda in the past has had very problematic things through her rise as a huge beauty brand that has specifically been directed at Black people. I will never forget Jackie Aina, who I know so many people have issues with because they think that, like, because she is this wealthy, confident, and quite frankly, elegant Black woman, that that means she's pretentious and arrogant. But I don't subscribe to that. I do think she's an imperfect human, but I do not think that she doesn't deserve to have her personality be her personality. But she highlighted years ago how Huda has done some very problematic things, and people just love to fucking forget.
They love to forget. They do. They do. Which is very interesting. It is very interesting. I'm gonna add that to my list of things that need to be invented. It's a running list of all the people who need to be blackballed and we never forget.
Never
Blacklist
forget.
them.
And it's like, okay, like, if we go through every company, because as to your point about capitalism, like, capitalistic culture means that we are disregarding any sort of empathy and focus in human is just like to make money. Right. Like, every company we can say we can boycott. But like, at the end of the day, when we have pure evidence of like someone not being reflective and taking responsibility and moving forward, we really should be like pausing and asking ourselves, why are we supporting? Why are we giving them,
Our money.
yeah, like ammo to feel like it's okay to continue to feel the way that you do?
Girl, that girl is, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say about her, but I'm glad we were able to talk about this because this is very recent news and I hadn't got to talk to you about it, but I was like, this is a perfect example. Perfect example.
Yep,
So,
100%.
yeah.
Love that. Well, I would like to say that I'm glad that your friend had a different experience and therefore, clearly is walking in a way in which they feel confident in their own skin, but also like that they know how to tolerate and empathize with different types of people. Because I think
Yeah.
something that seems to come out of a lot of biracial people's experiences, like to the point of feeling like you demonize the black side, I think it's also just this tension and conflict of being felt that others are labeling you versus you being able to own and love who you are in a way that
Right.
allows you to walk the world without feeling like you're like identified as one thing or the other.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree. And I do think that there's more, seemingly these days, availability of information for white women who are raising black children. Because, you know, I've been seeing content online where they're like taking them to actually get the hair braided, or some girl, she was braiding a cornrow her daughter's hair better than I can do. Or even just, you know, actively like buying books and talking about melanin and speaking life into them and their black side. So I'm glad that that is a thing now. Of course, that's not everybody, as we see for many of these, you know, like the Patrick Mahomes, because those children are definitely gonna be raised white.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
But I'm glad that, you know, I don't know. There are some people out there trying to fight the good fight.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
This was fun.
I think we covered all of our catch-up topics. So much to talk about always.
Absolutely. It was really nice to just chat, and we're
Yeah.
gonna get back into the swing of things. So sorry
Yes.
for our unplanned break, but we're coming
Yeah,
back.
maybe next month we can record live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring my mic and my headphones.
Cute
I can start with my computer
idea.
too. We'll figure it out.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and
Yeah.
we hope that you have a beautiful week
Yeah.
and stay tuned for more.
Yeah, and enjoy fall, y'all.
Ow.
Bye.
Bye.